are here to help. Our team of dedicated certified diabetes care and education specialists is ready to work with you to share knowledge, support you, and help you set attainable goals. Reach out now to learn how the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help you live your healthiest life.
Welcome back to Ithaca, the Bulldogs and the Wolves. Warming up here for this non-conference game. One time many years ago, it was a conference game back in the old Scenic Central days, going back a long time, 40-plus years, when they were in the league together. Now, of course, football and some of the other sports have played more toward the Scenic Bluffs, although Oneewoc Weston is in with the eight-player football group. But there are still some crossovers there, and they meet in the conference wrestling tournament every year as well among the schools. In fact, speaking of which, we'll talk about wrestling coming up at halftime as well with that upcoming schedule for the Ithaca Weston co-op team and getting ready for their first meet, which is actually a week away from this Thursday. But just a few things going on before Thanksgiving. The Bulldogs will have three games in before the Thanksgiving break, which is quite a number. So will Oneewoc, for that matter. And then they'll have a little bit of time off between now and a week from Friday before their next game. And I think for both Coach Fields and for Coach Klang, that's a good thing, because at this point you've had, this is the third game, and all total you're still probably only about 10 practices, because you had games last week. You have to have seven to start the first season and the first game, but then you had about three other practices in there, and playing on a Monday night, they did not practice tonight. So you got about a week and a half and after tonight to work on things and kind of shore up some of the things that they have talked about. For the Bulldogs, one of the big things is not turning the ball over, and that's the thing that they will make a focus here for the coming days, and try to keep tabs on the ball. They've got some players that can score, just have to get the ball into scoring position, so to speak. And they'll be looking at improvement. They've got some good players from the younger class coming up here and hoping to continue to make that improvement in a conference. We talked about the Oneewoc plight in the Scenic Bluffs, but for Ithaca, probably the usual leaders again this year with Kickapoo, which was good last year. Wazika Steuben was good, and they always have some opponents like North Crawford that are good. You'll see a DeSoto club that's always scrappy. Weston does not have a girls' basketball team this year. In fact, they have a couple of players that are here for this team, but also in terms of if there will be some JV opportunities in the coming days. They don't have a JV school schedule per se, but it looks like they will have possibly some opportunities to get in a JV game here and there, or a tournament even on a Saturday coming up here as this year goes on. Coming up, more about tonight's game, Ithaca and Oneewoc Weston. Oneewoc Center matching up here. We'll have more in a moment. The starting lineups and the national anthem coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Just ahead of game time here tonight from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com and also on the Civic Media app. Time for the national anthem. National anthem from Ithaca tonight prior to game time between the Wolves and the Bulldogs here. Crowd continuing to file in. There were some that showed up early tonight and were surprised there wasn't a JV game. So kind of get that ingrained in their brains and kind of for future reference here tonight. The Bulldog games at home and quite a few on the road will start at 7 or 7:15. Here are the starters for tonight's matchup. First of all, for the visiting Wanniewaukee Center Wolves. Number 3, a sophomore, Destiny Baker. Number 12, a freshman, Bryn Burns. Number 20, Olivia Olson, a senior. Number 21, Madison Price, a senior. And number 35, a freshman, Kendall Rowe. Those are the Wolves. They are coached by Rick Field, assisted by Kelly Field. The AD at Wanniewaukee Center is Tori Meadham. On the other side for the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs, getting the starting nod here tonight for the Bulldogs. First of all, number 3 is sophomore Maley Plemer. Number 5, sophomore J.C. Maxwell. Number 13 is senior Maggie Kirshner. Number 31, senior Holly King. And number 35, Tristan Peterson, who is a senior. The Bulldogs coached by David Klang, assisted by Jesse Stellner and Bailey Miller. And the Wolves coming out with their green, the white lettering, and the Bulldogs are the home white with purple lettering, taking their way to the floor. The Bulldogs from our left to our right on your radio dial. The Wolves from our right to our left. The ball to the center circle. It's in the air, tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs. Peterson has it, and the Bulldogs will start on the offense. Bringing it here on the near side. King with the ball on the right wing. A little give and go, trying to go low. Caught there by Plemer. She'll drive it, give it over to the baseline. Jumper by Kirshner on the way, no good. And tipped around Maxwell, trying to get the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands. It will be Ithaca ball along the baseline. Holly King will be the inbounder, and the screens will be set, and the officials change their mind. They had pointed it to Ithaca. They're going to give it to Wanniewaukee Center, and so the Bulldogs drop back on defense. Matchup defense, person to person. Wolves try to work it low. It's knocked loose, picked up by Maggie Kirshner after a good hand on it by Tristan Peterson. Kirshner across the half-court line. Hands off, ball on the near side. Plemer on the dribble. Drives back toward the top of the circle. Gives it over to Holly King on the left wing. King on a drive, back to Kirshner. Dumps to Peterson, right wing. Bulldogs looking at Maxwell. It's knocked away from her at the high post. Loose on the floor. Picked up by the Wolves. 21 Center takes it back the other way. No score in the ball game. So we near a minute into it. Top of the circle. It's the Wolves looking. They're going to bring it off to Destiny Baker. Baker flips back to Olsen. Olsen going inside. Knocked away by King. Picked up by Plemer. And the Bulldogs going fast break again. Plemer shot off the glass, off the rim. No good. Rebound Maxwell. Back up. No good. And a jump ball call. The Wolves will win the alternate arrow. And the Bulldogs drop back on the defensive side. No score in the ball game here at Ithaca tonight. It's going to be a cold night. As I mentioned, though, I love football, but it's time to move indoors when it's cold like tonight. It'd be a tough one doing a game out there tonight. We've done a few that were as cold as it is tonight. Destiny Baker brings it across the half-court line, slides it to the right side. Back it goes to Olsen. Olsen throws it over to the right wing. Nothing. Now back to Baker, top of the circle. Baker drives, gives it left side, down to the baseline, on a drive, cut off, nothing there. Now back to the wing, shot of the way, no good for Rowe. It's going to be fought for. Rowe gets her own rebound, and the Wolves try again. Baseline 15-footer in and out for Olivia Olsen, and the ball is chased down in the corner. Holly King gets it back to Tristan Peterson, and now to Maylee Plemer. Maylee brings it across the timeline. The sophomore, bounce feed now to Peterson. Give and go off the hip. Plemer drives, shot on the way, no. And the rebound by Wanniawak Wolves. Nice job on the rebound attempt. The Bulldogs unable to get a put back after Price had the rebound. Burns lobs for Price down to the baseline. Back to Baker on the right wing. Now near side holding the ball is Olsen. Olsen drives baseline, pulls up, nothing there. Fires back out to Rowe, and around the wheel it goes. Left wing, Wolves, top of the circle, Burns, lobs inside, knocked loose by the Bulldogs, and it's fought for. Ball rolls to the backcourt, picked up by the Wolves, and the first foul of the ball game is called against Maylee Plemer. So Wanniawak will get the ball on the out-of-bounds line. The Lady Wolves bring the ball in play. Again, with injuries, their bench is decimated down to just three players, it looks like, tonight available for service. Ball comes to the middle. They're going to whip it back to the near side, and an unforced turnover puts the ball back in the hands of the Bulldogs. Bulldogs on the other side with a total of five players available for tonight. Ball comes in play. Holly King, bounce feed off to Peterson, give and go, and then King tries to whip it back to Plemer and threw it away. Goes out of bounds over on the near side. It will belong to the Wolves. No score in the ballgame. 3 minutes into it tonight here at Ithaca Schools. Pass comes in play to Olsen. Olivia runs it across the half-court line. Left side, Burns. Burns back to Baker. Baker fires it now back to Burns. Burns to Baker. Destiny airmails it over to the right wing. Wolves work it to the baseline. Caught there. And Price brings it back out. Here's a long three on the way. No good. Didn't draw iron out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. Neither team putting any pressure on in the backcourt. 14:35 remaining in the first half. Plemer now off to Maxwell. Give and go. Plemer drives to the baseline. Cut off. Gives now back to Maxwell. JC gets down low. Tough shot. Good. And she's fouled. That'll take the cellophane off the basket and the Bulldogs on the board. First foul of the game on Wanniawak. They'll mark that off, and J.C. Maxwell goes to the free throw line. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and it is no good. She gets her own rebound, goes back up. This one won't stay. Rebound fought for, taken away by Peterson. Back to Kirshner, out of Maxwell, off to King. Long two on the way from the wing, won't go. A rebound pulled down by the Wolves. And they'll take it back the other way. The Wolves setting it up on the far side. Now back to the top of the circle. Cross court taken away by Plemer. Maylee drives down low. Scores. 4-0 Bulldogs in the early going against the Wolves here tonight. And a timeout taken by the Wolves. Ithaca with a 4-0 start, 13:51 remaining here in the first half. This is Area Girls Basketball tonight from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
So the Wonniwaunk fans, the students, not the parents, it must be pajama night. Must be the theme. So, yeah, they've got some pajamas in the state. I'm not sure where they get pajamas with feet for, like, a more adult individual. I want to know so I can shop there. Anyway, here we go. Ball comes in play. The Wolves with the basketball. The near side, Burns drops it down to the baseline. Cross court taken away by Holly King. King going right side. Now drives down low. Tough shot on the rim. No good. Rebound Peterson. Tristan back to Plemer. 18-footer on the rim. No good. And King can't secure the rebound. It will come back now to the Wolves. 4-0. Ithaca leading. Great to have you along at WRCO and WRCO.com tonight, wherever you're listening. On a chilly Monday night, the Wolves setting up shop here. Off a screen, driving left side, Price. Cross court, now back to Baker. Penetrates low, up, knocked away by Kirshner, picked up by Peterson. Maggie now off to Plemer, and across the timeline, the Bulldogs set up shop. Ball comes near side, Kirshner holds it on the wing. Maggie drives, gives it back to Peterson. Now they'll reverse it. There's Maxwell passing down low. Kirshner gives it back to King. Stolen away in the corner. And Maxwell in there rips it away. A jump ball is called. The alternate arrow will give it to the Wolves, it looks like. Bulldogs setting up shop. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was the Ithaca ball. This is the second time tonight where everybody is lined up. Phil thought he was losing his mind, and he might be, but... This time it is Ithaca ball. Ball comes in play. Shot by Peterson. No good. Maxwell gets the rebound. To Plemer. Kirshner. King. Right wing. 16-footer on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Wolves. Olivia Olson across the timeline. 4-0 Bulldogs in the lead. 12:41 remaining in the first half. Wolves setting up shop. Left wing. Three on the way. Banks off for Burns. Holly King with the rebound for Ithaca. King across half court. Takes it left side. Spin move now to Kirshner on the right wing. Kirshner dumps it low. Peterson penetrates on the baseline, drives and scores. First basket tonight for Tristan Peterson, and the Bulldogs off to a 6-0 start. The Wolves moving the ground ball, goes to the right side. Now inside Kendall Rowe, and Rowe switches, gives it over now to Baker. Baker on a drive, shot won't stay, and a jump ball, and the arrow. This time points to the Wolves. Rowe elects it. Madison Price back in for the Wolves. And they will put it in play. Olivia Olson will start it from along the baseline. 6-0 Bulldogs. Wolves trying to get on the board. Pass comes in play. Right wing now down to the baseline. And nowhere to go. Price at the high post has it knocked away and knocked it into the hands of Holly King. Good defense by Kirshner and Peterson. And King brings it along the near side. Caught now Plemer on a drive. Back to King. Skip pass Maxwell. JC hook shot on the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Madison Price. And the Wolves with the outlet pass. They'll set it up low. There's Plemer knocking it away for the Bulldogs. Good steal. Back to King. Bulldogs in the front court. Holly down deep. Shot no good. Peterson rebounds. Up in a crowd, shot won't go. Maxwell with a rebound and goes down hard to her back, and she's called for traveling. There was quite a strum for the basketball. Into the game for Ithaca, number 51, Alyssa Olson. Tristan Peterson getting a breather. Got a few of these Bulldogs we called in volleyball just a few weeks ago. How quickly the seasons change. Baker on the right wing for the Wolves. Guns it back to a point guard that's not there. Ball goes into the backcourt, and it's over and back on Wonniwaunk. So Ithaca will have the basketball here on the Ithaca fan sideline. And Maylee Plemer We'll start it in motion. Kirshner grabs the ball, and Maggie sets it up. She's at the point, stops, gives it off to Fleamer. Fleamer goes down low. There's Maxwell. Shot it away. Good for the low folks. J.C. Maxwell has a couple of baskets, and it's 8-0 Ithaca. 10:55 remaining in the first half. The Wolves setting it up, going back to the left side. That is Addison Benish. Benish passes off, shot away for Baker, no good. Wolves with the rebound, ripped away. Nice job by Alyssa Olson. Takes it out to Maley Plemer, and Plemer across half court. Fires left side to Holly King. King on the left wing, off a screen from Plemer, brings it back to the free throw line. Now to Maggie Kirshner. She'll throw it low. There's Maxwell again. Goes up with a left-hand move and scores again. Bulldogs now off to a 10-0 start here against the Wolves tonight. 10:19 remaining in the first half. Bulldogs in search of their first win on the girls' basketball schedule. And Maxwell steals the ball, intended for the low post. J.C. takes it front court, down deep, shot of the way, good. She's got 8, and that makes it a 12-0 lead, and the Wolves will take their second timeout. Bulldogs with a quick start, just over 10 minutes remaining in the first half. This is Area Girls Basketball tonight, live from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
12-0 Bulldogs in the lead here at Ithaca High School tonight. Timeout continues on WRCO Radio. There's plenty of state sports headlines going on later this week. Of course, the start by the Badger men certainly is exciting. And they'll play again not until Saturday. But nice start for them. Getting a lot of folks excited about a 7-0 start for Coach Greg Gard's team. Some facts on that. First 7-0 start since the 2014-15 season. The team went on to reach the 2015 National Championship game that year. We're back to action here at Ithaca, 12-0. The Bulldogs off to a nice start here. It's a team they are presumably pretty evenly matched up with, but the Bulldogs have played well. Ball on the left side, Baker, crossover dribble, throws it near side, knocked away. Plemer with a steal. Ball picked up now by Ithaca. Brooklyn Dickey into the game after the timeout. She's at the point, gives to Plemer, and then the pass down low is going to be stolen away by Madison Price of the Wolves. Wolves trying to get some offense going across the timeline. Now working the dribble is Olivia Olson, left side. Holly King takes it away, picked up by Dickey. She's got the ball, pivots, fires off to Maxwell. Left side, Plemer, and the Bulldogs set up shop. Plemer off a screen from King, brings it toward the baseline. Now they'll start it back to King, top of the circle. Back to Dickey, Brooklyn on the near side. Scoops it to King. King now back to Dickey. She'll drive across using a screen. Going to the left side, has it knocked away and out of bounds by Wanne Walk. That's a nice defensive play by Olivia Olson. About halfway through the first half, and the Wolves still looking for the first points of the game. Bulldogs drop back to the defense. Still matching up person to person. Price on the left side. Ball back to the top. That's Benish. Benish nowhere to wander. Bounce feed now back to the baseline. Burns turns in. Lobs low. Rowe with a turnaround shot. Got it. And the Wolves are on the board. Kendall Rowe with a basket. That makes it 12-2. Holly King swings it over to the left side. On a drive, getting down deep there with a basketball is Kirshner. Kirshner throws it back to King. King to the inside to Olson, knocked loose by the Wolves, and they get the steal, going the other way. Pass goes to the right side. Now the Wolves down deep. Low post, shot of the way, no good. Partially blocked by Alyssa Olson, and the Bulldogs to Holly King. King down the sideline, gives to Dickey. Now to the free throw line. There's Peterson. Tristan drives low and scores. Tristan Peterson with her second basket. That makes it 14-2, matching the Bulldogs' biggest lead. Ball goes off to Addison Benish. Down low. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Tristan Peterson. Back to Maggie Kirshner. And the Bulldogs set up shop across the timeline. Kirshner over to Dickey. Dickey on the right wing. Peterson off the screen. Drives baseline. Is cut off. Pivots. Now gets a shot off and scores. Tristan was trapped. Would prefer to have passed that out, but then spin around again on the pivot foot and was able to get the basket. That makes it 16-2. Wolves taking immediately to the right side. Olsen knocked away by King. Nice steal. Bulldogs to Kirshner. Up ahead now to Dickey. Ball goes to the baseline. Peterson on a drive. Down deep. Cut off. Back to Dickey. Three from the wing. On the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kendall Rowe of the Wolves. Kendall with the outlet pass. And across the timeline. Olsen goes to the right wing. That's Baker. Out of Rowe. Top of the circle, right side now for Benish, and an unforced turnover. They go back to the left wing, and there's no one there. It will be Bulldog basketball. J.C. Maxwell and Maley Plemer return for the Bulldogs. Holly King and Alyssa Olson check out. 16-2 Bulldogs, 7 minutes remaining before popcorn time and the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Kirshner, three from the corner on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bryn Burns, and the Wolves will take it the other way. Looking for some offense. Ball goes left. Olsen with a left-hand dribble drive, cut off now by Kirshner, moves back to the right side, slides it to the baseline. Rowe with a turnaround, got it for the baseline. Kendall Rowe with a second basket for the Wolves. That makes it 16-4. Into the front court, Plemer. Kirshner, left wing. Peterson drives into the paint. Shot blocked by Rowe. Peterson, nice save. Back in bounds to Dickey. Now to Plemer. 15-footer. No good. Rebound by the Wolves. Taken by Olivia Olsen. Now the up ahead. Baseball pass. Turnaround shot for the baseline on the way. No good for Burns. Chased down by Brooklyn Dickey for the Bulldogs. Across the half-court line. Brooklyn needs some help. Gives it off to Maxwell. JC drives around the defense, goes in with a left-hand lay-in. No foul called on the Wolves. And JC will go to the free throw line. Leading scorer so far for the Bulldogs with 8 points. And she'll go to the line. Just the second foul of the game. This is on Bryn Burns, her first. And Maxwell rims off the free throw. Holly King is in for Brooklyn Dickey. And Maxwell will get her second free throw. That one is good. 9 points tonight for the sophomore. That makes it 17-4 in favor of the Bulldogs. The Wolves with the basketball. 5:48 remaining in the first half. On a drive, the Wolves down to the baseline. They're cut off. Lean in with a left-hand shot. Good for the Wolves. Nice recovery by Olsen, who's kind of trapped with the ball. And made a shot. That makes it 17-6. Holly King swings it over to Kirshner. Maggie on the right wing. Back it goes to Peterson. Now Maxwell down to Kirshner. Posting up. Kicks to the corner. Here's a shot away. Good for Plemer. A long two-pointer. Second basket for Maley Plemer off the assist from Kirshner. That makes it 19-6. Wolves with the basketball on the right wing and a traveling called. That'll turn it back to the Bulldogs. Coming into the lineup for the Wolves, number 3, Destiny Baker. And Ithaca will have the ball uncontested in the backcourt, leading 19-6. Plemer, Kirshner on the near wing, back to Peterson, now to the left wing. It's J.C. Maxwell. Give and go, trying to get it low, knocked away by the Wolves, picked up by King. Back to Maxwell. J.C. off the screen, penetrates, gives it down to Plemer. Plemer kicks it back to the corner. That's Kirshner. Swings it over to Plemer. Top of the circle, King. Good movement of the ball by the Bulldogs. King off a screen. 15-footer on the back of the rim. No good. Maxwell rebounds. Put back in a crowd, and that is good. Double digits now for J.C. Maxwell, and that makes it 21-6. Bulldogs, 4:27 remaining in a quick-moving first half. The Wolves with the ball. Baker, right wing in front of the Ithaca bench. Lobs it back to Benish on the near side. Kicks it out for a three on the way. That one won't go. fought for, and last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Oneiwoc Center basketball along the left side. We have been fortunate to cover a lot of games over the years that have featured Oneiwoc going back a long time. Not as far back as our good friend, the late, great Ray Schrader, who was an alumnus of Oneiwoc High School. Ball goes down to the left side. I'm sure he set all the records back in the day. He used to play them on Saturday. This one is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Good hands by Peterson. Into the game, Kendall Rowe, number 35. Wolves have alternated at the post position tonight to some success. And they will work it in. Now a high throw goes all the way to the backcourt. And a foot raise for the basketball. And Rowe and company, that's going to be Burns, throwing it off one of the Bulldogs to get the ball. There was a foot raise to chase it. And Burns able to throw it off a Bulldog to get the ball back. The Wolves with the ball into Olsen. And Olivia will drive it across the half-court line. 21-6, Ithaca in the lead by 15. Pass left side. Oh, Maxwell gets the steal. Coast to coast, pick two, lays it in. Good. 23-6 in favor of the Bulldogs tonight. 3:41 remaining in the first half. Across the timeline, Olsen for the Wolves. Using a screen, going left side, looked low, giving it off. No, knocked away, and King can't hang on. Howie almost had the steal. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 25, Kelsey Coleman. And the Wolves will start it in play. Destiny Baker, top of the circle. Bouncy back to Burns. Burns looking low, and it's deflected, picked up now by Plemer. Maley Plemer drives down deep, shot on the way, and good. That's her third basket. 25-6, Ithaca in the lead. 3:13 remaining in the first half. Oneiwoc with Olsen. Free throw line left. Goes down deep. Shot with the left hand. No good. Tristan Peterson with the rebound. Back to Maley Plemer. And Maley will rock it across the timeline. Throws to King. Holly throws to Maxwell. JC in the lane. And she'll hook it in and score. Big half here for JC Maxwell. Already with 15 points. 27-6. 2:43 remaining in the first half. Wolves with the ball back to Benish. Benish lobs back for Baker. Baker throws it back to Burns. High post, now back to Olsen. Drives low, down to the baseline. Tough shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Peterson after the miss by Benish. And the Bulldogs will operate the other way across the timeline. Ithaca's offense has been going pretty well. They've been working the ball, looking for the open person. King uses a screen from Plemer. Throws to Maxwell. Far side bounce feed to Peterson. And it's lost. Picked up by Plemer. Back to King. Back to Tristan. Peterson in the lane. Shot won't stay. Fight for the rebound. Gets it. Tries to go back up. Goes to the ground hard and missed the shot. There's a foul call. So we'll go back to the free throw line. The Bulldogs with their third trip to the line. The Wolves have not shot free throws tonight. This is the third on the Wolves and the second on Bryn Burns. Free throw in the air on the rim, and that is good for Tristan Peterson. 28-6. Maggie Kirshner returns for Holly King. Here comes the free throw for Peterson. That one is no good. Kendall Rowe with the rebound. Less than 2 minutes remaining in the first half. 28-6, Ithaca. Olsen across the timeline. Goes right side to Price. Left side, Benish. And down it goes to Baker. Baker looks, gets it off to the baseline. Wolves working it around. The Bulldogs back in a zone defense now. Pass goes to the baseline. Benish. Benish back to Baker. Baker right wing. Ball fake now on a drive. The Wolves called for, stop, and a foul called to the Bulldog. It'll be the second Ithaca foul. That comes with a minute 30 remaining in the first half. This one is on Maley Plemer, which will be her second. Wolves will inbound the basketball along the baseline. looking, now launching it in for the low post. Shot of the way, won't stay for Benish. Rebound by Coleman, trying to get it back to Peterson, and she kind of lost her balance. Traveling is called. He goes back to Oneiwoc Center. Lady Wolves will look for the entry pass along the wall. Here's the inbound pass knocked away. There's a scrum for the basketball. Jump ball called. And the Bulldogs, the benefactor of the arrow. Good to see Lindsay Tollickson here from Richland Sports Medicine. Primarily works on Ithaca and Riverdale athletes, but does work at Richland Center High School from time to time. Ball goes top of the circle, and the Bulldogs setting it up. J.C. Maxwell, left wing. J.C. now moves with the left hand, gives it over to Kirshner. Kirshner lobs inside to Peterson. 3 seconds called to the Bulldogs. Somebody camping in the lane. And the Wolves will get it back. Olsen catches the inbound and runs it across the half-court line. The Wolves setting it up. Olsen moves to the left side, crossover dribble. Fires it down to the baseline. Price meets it, drives back toward the half-court line. Price throws to the baseline. Off a screen, there's Olsen looking. Nothing there. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Now on a drive, shot on the way, no good for Price. Put back, no good, but a foul called on the Bulldogs. That will put Kendall Rowe at free throw line. And again, the first free throws for Oneiwoc Center this evening. Two free throws for Kendall Rowe. She has 4 points. This one in the air, and that one is good. Good touch. Alyssa Olsen makes her way back to the floor, replacing Kelsey Coleman. Bulldogs make a quick switch. Rowe with a couple of dribbles. Second free throw is good. 28-8 in favor of the Ithaca Bulldogs tonight. Kirshner and King in the backcourt. And Ithaca will set up shop now on the offense. King across half court. Kirshner meets it, fires it back to Peterson. Left side caught by Olsen. Alyssa, back to Peterson. Peterson, free throw line. Now it goes to Maxwell. Kirshner with 20 seconds, fires back to King. Now Peterson, right wing. Bulldogs counting it down here, looking for a good shot. Kirshner for three, and oh, looks good, but rims off. Rebound pulled down by Rowe with 9 seconds, taken away by Tristan Peterson. Back in, shot, shot. Oh, rejected, out of bounds. Kendall Rowe with a block. It'll go back to the Bulldogs on the out-of-bounds line. They have 4.9 seconds remaining, and Holly King starts the ball in play, gives to Maxwell. J.C. in the corner, back to Kirshner, three on the way, and that is good at the buzzer. Maggie Kirshner with the game's first three-pointer, got it at the buzzer, and the Bulldogs lead it 31-8. After 18 minutes of basketball here tonight at Ithaca Schools. The Bulldogs off to a nice start here in action tonight. So really off to a nice start. And for the Bulldogs, got the offense going, worked the ball around, passed the ball around really well, and got some offense going. They had a couple of quick takeaways where they were able to convert that into points, and that turned out to be a key this evening as well. So intermission, Dairyland Transportation High School sports update is coming up, and we'll also add up some totals and summaries for you during halftime. You're listening to coverage of area high school winter sports. Glad to be back on the air with you for winter activities from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The winter sports schedule is well underway, with not only girls basketball, but boys basketball games will start to be kind of filtered through the schedule as early as tomorrow night. Westby will be at Mauston, Ithaca's Bulldogs traveling to Royal to open the season. Lafarge goes to Brookwood, Riverdale will be at Seneca, Arcadia at Sparta, Cashton at Kickapoo, Wisconsin Dells travels to Portage, River Valley opens up with a game at Mount Horeb. It's also Lancaster at Barneveld, Iowa Grant visits Belmont, River Ridge at Fenimore, and Viroqua plays at Richland Center. A game we'll have on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com tomorrow evening. The Ithaca Weston wrestling team will get underway with its schedule on Thursday, December 5th. They will be at Royal High School with Fenimore for a triangular. They'll also be at Logan High School in La Crosse versus multiple schools on Saturday, December 14th. They'll be at Darlington for a triangular on Thursday, December 19th, before being involved in the always tough Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament on December 21st. Schools involved: Baraboo, Belmont, Boscobel, Cashton, Cochran Fountain City, Gay Electric Trempealeau, Hillsboro, Holman, Iowa Grant, Reedsburg, River Valley, and River Ridge, along with Riverdale, Toma, and Westby. Also the host Richland Center Hornets, of course. Coming up at the end of the month of December, it will be Ithaca Weston traveling to the La Crosse Civic Center for the annual Bi-State Wrestling Invite, which will be held Friday, December 27th, and Saturday, December 28th. Ithaca will host River Valley with Triangular coming up on Tuesday, January 7th. January 11th, they'll be at the Sauk Prairie Invite. And this year, the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational will be held Saturday, January 18th at Weston Schools. Among the teams, Blair Taylor, Boscobel, Cambridge, Eau Claire North, Holman, Marshall, Oosburg, Parkview, Richland Center, River Ridge, Riverdale, Royal, Verona Area Schools, Wisconsin Dells, and host Ithaca Weston. I spoke recently with Marcus McCauley, co-head coach of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Co-op, and asked him about turnout.
20 kids, so there was 16 boys, and we had 4 girls this year. Women's wrestling nationwide, as well as in the state of Wisconsin, has grown tremendously. They're part of the state tournament with the boys. I know the coaches' club is looking at proposing like getting their own state tournament and moving forward with that because it's growing so much.
Yeah, we looked at that, and even this year the regionals and sectionals are going to be held separately, aren't they?
Yeah, so both the regional and sectionals will be hosted the night before for the girls, so they'll wrestle on the Friday night before regionals and the Friday night before sectionals, and the boys will remain on Saturday.
During each and every high school broadcast this year, you'll be able to hear about high school sport news, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Come on in and check out our flavors of fall. Choose between our awesome array of salads and our popular rice bowls. Take it from Kenny. You'll find them to be very delicious. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It's been a good first half for the Ithaca girls basketball team. 31-8, they lead the Waniwok Wolves in a game that is fairly evenly matched on paper, but the Bulldogs have come out and played pretty well tonight. They're led by J.C. Maxwell with 15 first half points. 7 points for Tristan Peterson. Bailey Plemer has 6, and Maggie Kirshner with a 3-point basket. For the Wolves, 6 points for Kendall Rowe, and Olivia Olson has a basket. The Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. They made the 1 3-point basket, and Waniwok was 2 for 2 at the line, both of those from Kendall Rowe. No 3-point baskets for the Wolves, and 1 for the Bulldogs. That came from Kirshner at the buzzer at the end of the first half. So 31-8, the score here. Both teams coming back, and probably one of the big things is for Ithaca just kind of try to keep that intensity. Sometimes you lose that at halftime, and to try to keep that focus and keep running the offense. It's a good, quick first half. No one in real foul trouble. Wound up with 3 each, 2 for Maley Plemer for the Bulldogs and 1 for Tristan Peterson. On the Wolves side, Bryn Burns has 2, and Emma, Madison Price, also has 1. 31-8, the score here at halftime. Again, after tonight, the Bulldogs have a little time off to kind of rest and practice and work on some basic things and get ready for the next game, which is not until next Friday night. The Wolves, on the other hand, getting ready for their next action against Royal. I know Cooley Christian Providence is on the schedule for Waniwok, and that still says that it is on, but I was told last week that Cooley Christian does not have a girls basketball program this winter, so it appears that that one will not be played. They were set to play at River Valley last week, and River Valley had replaced them on the schedule with New Lisbon. Both teams to the bench for some final words, and we'll get the second half started momentarily here at Ithaca. Tomorrow night we'll have boys basketball. Good luck to the Ithaca boys as they head to Royal tomorrow night. And I saw first-year coach Aaron Hipsch prior to game time tonight. Wished him luck, and his team getting ready to start the campaign tomorrow. The tough test right out of the gate. And he said, hey, I like that. I like being tested right out of the gate. And got some big games coming up, but you kind of see where you're at to begin the season. We'll be on the air tomorrow night with Richland Center and Viroqua. The Hornets hoping to have a good year, getting the campaign started tomorrow. Pass inbounds, and we're underway. Second half starting. Bulldog girls leading 31-8. The Wolves set it up on the left side, looking. Nothing there now, making a move. A basketball move to the corner, giving it off to Price. The Wolves reverse it near side. Crisp pass to Olson. Olivia drives in. Cross-court pass to the right side. Jumper on the way, won't stay. And out of bounds on the missed shot by Olson. And it will come back to the Bulldogs, who will put it in play from the baseline. The Wolves had the offense, had it set up, just didn't get the shot. That was kind of one of the things in the first half where they had trouble really getting into the flow of the offense. So that looked a little better, but unable to get anything up on the rim. Plemer comes back with the basketball. King on the left side. Maxwell, Kirshner, and Peterson, the original starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Right wing, Tristan. Over to Kirshner, just by the Bulldog bench, outside the three line, goes deep with the pass, down low, and Peterson's shot is no good. Maxwell, no good in the putback. Again, Peterson had it, ball stripped away. Jump ball called as Olson is tied up by J.C. Maxwell, and the Bulldogs get the arrow. Holly King will start it in play for Ithaca. Holly looking, now feeds it into Peterson. Tristan up with a left-hand shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Madison Price and the Wolves. Price with the outlet, Baker going left side to the middle it goes. Madison Price left side back to Burns. Burns and Baker. Now back to Olsen, top of the circle. Lady Wolves guarded closely by King. The Bulldogs trying to D it up. Here's a shot of the way. That one goes for the Wolves. Hotly contested shot for Bryn Burns, and she makes it. That makes it 31-10. Bulldogs Plemer at the point. Waniwak also matching up person-to-person. King from the baseline. 18-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Price of the Wolves. She'll take it out the other way and set up the offense. Ball left side for Burns. Burns down deep is cut off. Bounce feed back to Price. Price guarded closely by Maxwell. 2 minutes into the second half. There's a lob left side caught there by Olsen. Long one from the corner. No good for Rowe. Rebound by the Wolves and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be whistled on Tristan Peterson, which will be her second. And that means Alyssa Olsen will be back into the game in just a moment. She's up to the scorer's table and will come in. Early scores tonight. River Ridge leading Fenimore 24-12 at halftime. Mount Horeb 12-7 over Prairie du Chien in the first half. Ball stolen away by Maggie Kirshner. We're off and running. The Bulldogs up ahead. Peterson on the fast break. Catch lays it in. Good. From Kirshner on the assist. That makes it 33-10 in favor of the Bulldogs. 15:35 remaining in the game. The Wolves with Olivia Olsen across the timeline. Olsen to Burns on the left side. Down to Baker. Baker lobs back to Price. And on the near side, the Wolves lose the handle and out of bounds. It'll belong to Ithaca on the sideline. With no JV game tonight, it does have a feel of a tournament. When you get to the gym and no one is there, the gym is all quiet and the varsity starts. Almost had a tournament feel tonight. On the third night of the season, Tristan Peterson on the right wing for the Bulldogs, setting up shot. King in front of the bench, lobs it down low to Maxwell, backing in, nothing. Kicks it to the corner. King, 18-footer from the baseline, on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Waniwak. Center Price with the up ahead. Baker catches it on the run, and a traveling called on the Wolves. Turning it back to the Bulldogs. Addison Benish is in. Addison is a senior for the Wolves. One of five seniors this year. Holly King catches the inbound and now drives. Gives it off to Kirshner right in front of the Bulldog bench. Maggie now to Tristan Peterson. Left side, Alyssa Olsen. Maxwell just up to the baseline. Throws it low. Kirshner posting up low post. Back to the corner. Maxwell, she'll drive around the defense. Try to reverse lay it in. And a jump ball called on the rebound attempt. This time the arrow points to the Wolves. Bryn Burns will put it in play, and the Bulldogs drop back on the defensive side. Olsen walks it across, gives it near side to Burns. Burns to Benish, down to the baseline. The Wolves with a runner on the baseline. No good for Olsen. Rebound by Alyssa Olsen. Nice job, and here comes the pass from Kirshner. Up ahead to King, 18-footer, no good. Rebound Olsen back up, and is fouled on the play. So Alyssa Olsen will go to the free throw line for the Bulldog girls here on the shoot. And let's see. Thought they called it a shooting foul. They've got the Bulldogs set to inbound in a moment. Foul is on number 14, Addison Benish. That is her first. Evidently, she's called on the floor. So the Bulldogs get it back. They'll inbound. Kirshner, three from the corner. No good. Rebound pulled out by Baker. And Baker with the outlet pass. Wolves going to run with it. 15-footer on the way. No good. Foul called on Plemer. For Maley, that will be her third. And the Bulldogs second. Brookwood leading Westby 20-14 at halftime. On the Phil Nee flip phone scoreboard. Sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Free throw by the Wolves. No good. Burns. Into the game for Ithaca, number 11, Brooklyn Dickey, replacing Maley Plemer. who leaves with three fouls right now. Try to rest her for a little bit, keep her safe from fouling anymore. Free throw is good. Burns makes the free throw. That's 33-11. And the Bulldogs with the basketball. Again, no backcourt pressure. Maggie Kirshner off to J.C. Maxwell. Now give and go. Over to Kirshner. Now Peterson. Peterson penetrates. Spin move going low. Dickey on the run. Shot on the way from the weak side. It's up no good. And it's touched last by the Bulldogs. Out of bounds. Well-executed play. Bulldogs go left side. Actually, right side. It came back to the weak side where no one was covering the shooter at first. Here's a three try by the Wolves. It is off the rim. No good. Maxwell with a rebound. J.C. going the other way. Maxwell stops. 15-footer on the rim. No good. Alyssa Olsen with a rebound. Spins it back to Kirshner. Left side, Dickey. 15-footer on the rim. No good. Tapped inbounds by Peterson. Back in the hands of Bryn Burns. And the Bulldogs commit another foul. I think David Klang is going to use a timeout. Foul is called on J.C. Maxwell. That is her first. Ithaca leads it 33-11, 13-17 remaining in the ballgame here on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Save on so many items during the November sale at All American Do It Center. Save 40% on an outdoor timer for your Christmas light display. Save up to 25% on select painting supplies, rollers, trays, and tape. Save up to $300 on select closeout outdoor grills. Plus, save on winter supplies, including shovels, space heaters, and sidewalk salt. Shop local during the November sale, now through December 1st at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
33-11. Bulldogs had led 31-8 at halftime. Nearly 5 minutes into the second half here. Thanks for joining us on WRCO, WRCO.com, on the free Civic Media app. It's area girls basketball this evening. Boys basketball tomorrow night as Richland Center takes on Viroqua. We'll have action coming up for you starting next week. I believe that might be our first week with four events. Check that. We have three events and a Packer game next week, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Ball comes in play, and the pass goes to the right side. Driving is Burns. Burns throws it inside, knocked away by Maxwell, and now ripped away. There's a jump ball called. Brooklyn Dickey and Bryn Burns in a rather spirited attempt to get the ball, and the arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs. Yeah, the Packers play on back-to-back Thursdays. Not necessarily a fan. Thanksgiving's all right, but the Thursday night games, any team during the season, I think it's kind of a good way to get injuries. But that's just they never asked my opinion. Ball goes to Maxwell, looking down to the baseline, and the ball is lost and out of bounds, intended for Brooklyn Dickey. And the Bulldogs doing something they didn't do quite as much in the first half. Again, haven't been as sharp coming out of the gate here in the second half with their passing. The Wolves with Olsen taking it left side. Official time now. So I'm not sure what the call is. They're going to take it back to half court. An official time. Might have been for concern over a player. Maybe a slight injury. Kendall Rowe is going to lead the game. And in the ball comes in for the Wolves. Tough shot from the baseline. No good. Tristan Peterson wrestles the ball away. Back to Maggie Kirshner. Kirshner with the up ahead. Slings it off to King, and it's knocked away and out of bounds by Bryn Burns. And the Bulldogs will have it on the sideline. The Wolves have turned up their intensity here to start the second half. King fires it into Peterson on the bounce feed. Back to King. Lobs for Kirshner, three-pointer on the way, and it is off the rim, gets her own miss. Traveled in the lane there and knocked away on a jump ball call. Quite a scrum of players. Kirshner, Peterson, and Burns going for the ball. The alternate arrow points it back to the Lady Wolves. 33-11, Ithaca leading, 12-18 remaining in the game. Three-pointer for the Wolves. Won't go. For Burns, rebound Kirshner, bringing it 2-on-1. Maggie over to King. King down the boulevard, lays it up good. Holly King with her first basket. That makes it 35-11. Left side taken there by Baker. Baker on a drive, knocked away by King. Holly across the half-court line, pulling away from the pack, lays it in. Good. Holly King with two lay-ins. The previous offensive assist from Kirshner, that one a breakaway, took it in to make it 37-11. Good defense. Ball right side, Burns. Burns off to Baker. Baker to the baseline. There's a runner up and good for Olivia Olson of Waniwak Center.